Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today we are going to continue in our studies of the power of prayer and the place of prayer in our lives. And our subject today will be some of the prayers of Scripture and what they teach us. On our last broadcast, we took up God's answers to our prayers as being direct, delayed, differing, or denied, and we used scriptural examples. I don't think you can do better. People prayed in the Scripture to the God, and they have set a precedent for us. And so we're going to notice each and every instance. We'll draw from the Scriptures the different kinds of prayer and what they teach us. First of all, we want to talk about prayers of intercession, prayers that are interceding, and we couldn't do better than turn to Numbers chapter 14 and read there of Moses' intercession for Israel when they failed to go into the promised land. God brought them right up to Kadesh Barnea. They sent in the spies. They brought back an evil report. We can't take it. They weren't counting on the help of God. The Lord was angry. And he says there in the 14th chapter of Numbers, verse 11, "And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me in all of the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they." And Moses said unto the Lord, "Then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that the Lord art among this people, and that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard of the fame of thee will speak, saying, Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore hath he slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee," Moses is praying most earnestly, "now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering, of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to, unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." Moses interceded here. The children of Israel did not know the anger of the Lord. They were totally ignorant. They couldn't have prayed for themselves because they didn't know it was going to happen. But the Lord told Moses, and he interceded. And so may you and I intercede for those who cannot pray for themselves. I'm thinking particularly of the dear unsaved. They don't know their danger. They don't know what they can have in Christ. They don't realize that they can rejoice in their sins forgiven because the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and died for their sins. They don't realize that. You and I, as Christian people, have the power of intercessory prayer. This was a magnificent prayer by Moses, and it was effective. The Lord turned away his wrath. So we have intercessory prayer. Now, there are prayers of guidance. And I'm thinking of Abraham's servant. Abraham told his servant, I believe it was Eliezer, to go back to the land where he came from, the land of his nativity, and get a wife for Isaac. What a task! The servant goes and he approaches the land, and he just right up to where they were, and he there in that land asks for guidance. We read there in the 12th verse of chapter 23 of the book of Genesis, the request of the servant Eliezer. And he said, O Lord God, my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Israel, or Abraham rather. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also, 10 of them. That would be a task, wouldn't it? Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah. And she fulfilled his request to the T. She gave him water to drink, she watered his camels. And he had found a wife for Isaac. This is indeed the prayer for guidance. God grants guidance to his people when they ask for guidance. And we were encouraged by the prayer of this great man, Eliezer. We are encouraged to pray for guidance. He prayed for it, and he got it. Then I think of the prayers of dependence. I think of when Solomon came to the throne as a young man. David was a great king, and Solomon was fearful, and he prays a prayer of dependence upon the Lord. Listen to this prayer as it's recorded in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given to him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And here's his prayer. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child, I know not how to go out and come in. For thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, thou hast asked life, nor the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words, and lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. And Solomon was noted for his wisdom. He felt his dependence upon the Lord. I think of the prayer of Peter. Peter was walking on the water, and he was afraid, and he began to sink. And he prayed the shortest prayer in the Bible, Lord, save me. What a delightful prayer. Prayers need not be long to be effective. He felt his dependence upon God. Isn't it wonderful that we can pray when we feel our dependence upon God, even as these Old Testament worthies? Now, there's another prayer, and that is the prayer of appropriation. Jabez, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, prays a very wonderful prayer. You'll recall that in the early chapters of the book of 1 Chronicles, you have genealogies, pages of them. But here is a little gem that is dropped right in the midst of those genealogies. Chapter 4, verse 10 of 1 Chronicles. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, Now, Jabez is saying here, you've got plenty of blessing. You can bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me, your wonderful hand of might and power. I want your hand with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted that which he requested. Jabez got what he asked. He appropriated the goodness of God, the greatness of God. And he asked, I want it. You know, I think we should pray that kind of prayer as well, those of us who know the Lord. God is great. He's not niggardly in his giving. It's there for the asking. We have not because we ask not, James tells us. Let's appropriate the goodness of God, even as Jabez did in this prayer. And then there's the prayer of Moses. And it's a prayer of appropriation. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may be glad and rejoice all our days. Why don't we appropriate the goodness and the greatness of God in prayer? And then there are prayers of worship. Hannah, in the first Samuel, was childless. Dear Hannah was grieving over the fact that she was barren. And the other wife of Elkanah, her husband, was giving her a hard time. She went to the temple, and she prayed for a man-child. And she says, Lord, if you give me a man-child, I'll give him back to you. You know the Lord answered her prayer? And her prayer of worship is so great. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1, we read there, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoice in the Lord, my horn is exalted. In the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. She goes on in her prayers, and she talks about the great goodness of God. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints. She appropriates, and then she praises the goodness of God in this prayer of worship. There are so many prayers of worship in the Bible. We could not go through them all, but I do think that this prayer is so precious. I think of the Magnificat of Mary, when she knew that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. She prayed a prayer similar to Hannah's, a prayer in the recorded in the first chapter of Luke, of the greatness of God. Oh, how we should worship. Prayer is worship. Worship is prayer when it is poured out to God and thanking him for his goodness. Our Father today, help us to learn by these prayers of these saints, prayers of intercession, guidance, dependence, appropriation, and worship, how we may pray. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.